Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Welcome back, Wastelanders, Vault Dwellers. This is the Fallout Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots. And today I'm doing something different. I hope that by this point in our relationship that you've, you'll give me the benefit of the doubt here because, or at least go with me on this little journey because I'm doing something very different I haven't done on this show before. You guys know how the show normally goes. I take on a topic. We go into the lore, the details. I reveal some of my thoughts on it and some other perspectives. Sometimes we have guests. Sometimes we play video games together. And I need to do some more of Fallout New Vegas, by the way. I've been planning to get that in there. It just hasn't fit into the schedule, and I need to make that a priority. So stay tuned. We'll get back to Fallout New Vegas at some point, our live playthroughs. But today, I've been working on another project, and I want to share it with you. So please be kind. It's not every day that I just kind of step out and share another project that I've been working on. This is Fallout related, but it's a little bit different than what you probably expect. Now, if you've noticed on the Discord or on Twitter, if you've been part of our active community, then you may have noticed that I've posted some songs that I've been working on. Yes, I've been working on music. And this isn't a new thing for me. It's just a new thing lately. In the mid-2000s, mid-aughts, I was a touring musician. In fact, most of my early, teenage to early adult years, I've played in bands. I was a regular musician in many different groups. I was very actively playing music and doing that and even pursuing that as a career at one point. So for a while, I actually toured in a band for about 3.5 years. Man, there's a motorcycle in the background. I wonder if you guys heard that. I toured in a band for about 3.5 years. We had management. We had legal. We really did it. We really tried to make it. We played showcases for major labels. We never quite got the record deal that we were looking for. And as things go, personalities and bands and touring and the stress of it all, eventually the band broke apart. And we all went our separate ways and did kind of other things. So I haven't really pursued playing music and creating music in probably about a decade. No, 15 years? 15 years. It's been about 15 years. Holy crap. So I got the, I just had the urge this month. It was my birthday to buy a new guitar because I haven't purchased a new guitar in like 20 years. So I purchased a Gretsch hollow body, and most people know hollow body guitars for playing things like older kinds of tunes, like the kinds of stuff you would hear in the 1950s and 1940s even, and Fallout type music. But that's not what I'm creating. I'm not creating vintage sounding music. I'm creating current day sounding music. And that guitar is also useful for other things. I also downloaded a bunch of software. I have an electronic drum set. I can play some drums. I've got a MIDI keyboard now. I've got a bunch of patches and filters and all sorts of crazy fun stuff to use on my computer. And it's amazing what you can do with a computer these days if you have all the stuff that you need in order to create music. Now, where am I going with this? I'm making songs based on, or at least inspired by, I guess that's the way to put it, inspired by Fallout. And I've gone in two different directions here, and I'm going to share the music with you today. So this episode will be in stereo. You're going to have actual stereo panning and all sorts of stuff. So if you're listening on headphones or in your car, turn it up. Now, I have 5 songs for you. 3 of them are more of like a chill lo-fi kind of thing. One of them, the first one I'm going to start with is it's much more rockin'. It's not super heavy, but it's kind of more of an energetic kind of guitar driven piece. And then the last one is very shoegaze inspired. And that's the one I'll play last. But here, let's get into the first one. The first one I call Deathclaw. This one is inspired by the feeling you get when you are being pursued by a Deathclaw and it's hunting you down. That's kind of the imagery I had in my head. Let me know if this matches that for you guys, if that's what you feel when you hear this. I love getting people's perspectives on these things because we all have different experiences with music and bands that we've listened to. And so I'm sure some people are gonna be like, this sounds kind of like this. And it might be somebody I've never even listened to, but maybe you'll gather some of the influences here. Now, please note, these are not final mixes. These are the best that I've been able to put together so far. And also the lo-fi stuff that I'm going to put in the middle, all three of those are available on the Robots Radio Bandcamp for free. You can go, there's, I think I've got a limit of 200 downloads. So the first 200 downloads are for free. If you want to go grab those tracks, if you're looking for something to study to or just kind of chill with. So anyway, without further ado, here's the first track, Deathclaw. You know what? I totally forgot that I had a sixth song and I've already recorded the entire episode, but I'm editing this in here to show you the sixth song. I can't believe I forgot this one. This one is called The Vault and it is inspired by the beginning of Fallout 4. In fact, you could even say it's got a similar vibe to the beginning of Fallout 3. The feeling that you have when you realize that you've been frozen, your spouse has been killed, your child has been kidnapped, and you don't know what to do about it. But you've determined that it doesn't matter. In fact, there's a line here, and I do some singing in this, which I'm not much of a singer, but I hope it sounds good. But there's a line in here that I think will resonate with you guys if you know the feeling of it doesn't matter what the, if it's the end of the world, right? You're going to get your kid back, that kind of feeling. So I hope you guys enjoyed this song. Also, I'm not going to go back and re-record the whole episode. There are moments in the rest of the episode where I note the five songs. There's actually six. So enjoy this one. I hope you guys like it. And then tune into the rest of the episode. Here we go. All right. I hope you guys like that one. This next track is from my three song. It's like a three song little EP, I guess you'd call it, Songs for Synths. And each of these songs is inspired by the synths in Fallout 4. Now, each of these tracks is a lo-fi track, each of the next three songs that I'm going to play. And they're definitely meant for more of like a chill out kind of mood, way different from the first one. This first song is called Processing because it gives me that feeling of contemplation. And when I think of synths, I think of the contemplation of the nature of humanity, what it means to be a person, all of those kinds of concepts. And that's what I'm channeling through this song. So give it a listen. Let me know what you think. And again, this song and the next three are available on robotsradio.bandcamp.com. If you'd like to go grab those or download them, you can also chip in a few bucks. They're kind of pay what you want. They're free, so get them for free. But if you want to chip in a few bucks for them, I'd love the support. So Enjoy. Here you go. That's that one. I hope you guys are enjoying these. I'm going to take a quick break here and thank our patrons real quick. So don't go anywhere. I've got three more songs for you. And again, thanks for listening to my stuff. I really appreciate it.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
All right, this is the middle of the show. This is where I get to thank our patrons. You guys are awesome. And I believe we have a new one that I didn't get to call out. Actually, we might have two. I'm so bad at keeping track of these. If I mentioned you last time, Reptilian Sun, then I apologize, but you're getting called out twice then. But I'm not sure if I did. So let's just call you out. Reptilian Sun, thank you for signing up on the Patreon. And Soul, thank you for signing up on the Patreon as well. I really appreciate the support, guys. And this is 55 of you who are now patrons. And a big shout out to I'm the Creeper, our Sentry Bot, our Tier 5 patron. Thank you so very much. And if you're into this show and want to help support me and just kind of a way to say thanks for putting out all this content, then go to patreon.com/falloutlorecast. Check out all the different tiers, ad-free episodes. You can get stickers. You can get t-shirts. You can join me on a future episode of the show. We have our patron episode coming up next week on Tuesday night, the 31st, the very last day of the month. So come join me for that. If you are a tier 4 or higher patron, you can jump into that conversation. We haven't picked a topic yet, but we will. And if you want to chime in with some ideas, things that you'd like to discuss, then feel free to do so. And if you sign up, you can join us on the patron channel on the Discord, and you can give us some ideas. We'd love to have your thoughts and talk with you on the podcast. Also, we have two new reviews. This one comes in from DitchDoc94 in the US, who wrote, "Best Fallout podcast available." Wow, that's such high praise. Thank you so much. "Without a doubt, the best Fallout podcast out there, if not the best podcast in general." Holy crap. "I've listened for quite some time on another podcast source, but wanted to leave a review on Apple." Thank you. Thank you for going out of your way, by the way, to do that, because that helps a ton. It goes on. It says, "If you're looking for a well-organized and informative podcast for the game series, look no further. I am self-employed and work long hours." Yeah, I totally get that. "This podcast gets me through my work days, and I'm always learning something about the game I didn't previously know. Thank you for the hard work you put into this show. I look forward to many more episodes." Thank you so much, Ditch Doc. That's awesome. And then we have one from, and I love this name, Steven the Sexy Man in the US, who writes, this one's short and sweet, "Best lore podcast. Very entertaining and love the research you do in every video. Keep up the good work." Well, thank you guys. I really appreciate that. I hope you guys are enjoying this slightly different episode this week. I know this isn't the regular thing, and I know music isn't, or this style of music or whatever, isn't always everyone's bag, but I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. And I'd love some of your thoughts on what I'm doing with these songs. So, all right, let's move on with the rest of the show. Here we go.
"If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them."
All right, here we go. This is song number 3 on today's thing. It's actually song number 2 on the Songs for Synths V1 over on robotsradio.bandcamp.com if you want to go download these for yourself. This one is called Repair. And again, this one's inspired by the synths and this concept that if you are aware that you are a synth, then there are times that you could actually repair yourself or need repair because you took damage. Different in a way than humans, because we don't really call it repairing. We call it healing, right? So this song gives you that sense of what would be for a synth, this moment of kind of taking a break. And strangely enough, bonding with nature. There's some bird sounds in here. I don't know. Let me know what you think. This one's a little different. I mean, they're all a little different, but let me know what you think about this one. All right, here we go. All right, that was Repair. Now, this next song is the last of these three songs for synths, again, on robotsradio.bandcamp.com. This one's called Introspection, and all of these have that kind of chill lo-fi vibe, so they're similar in that way. This one, again, is different from the others. I think this one's my least favorite, but everything's subjective, so maybe it will be your favorite. I don't really know, but here. This one's Introspection, Processing, Repair, Introspection. Again, the concept of synths contemplating the nature of reality. The games give us these moments where individuals realize that they are synths and didn't even expect that or know that. Like, their whole world is turned upside down. That's kind of the vibe here, is this moment of introspection, this moment of, what is reality? What am I even? And hopefully I've channeled that into this song. Let me know what you think. That one is Introspection. It's got kind of a different beat to it. I don't know if it's even considered. I mean, lo-fi is supposed to be lo-fi hip-hop, but this is kind of something else. It's got a different vibe. Let me know what you think. All right. This last song is more similar to the first. It's very guitar-heavy, very drums and guitar, not as lo-fi, not as tech-y, I guess. This song is inspired by, well, it's very shoegazy. If you don't know the term shoegaze is a genre of music, think alternative rock from the late 80s, early 90s. This My Bloody Valentine is usually the go-to band when people are thinking shoegaze and they're wondering what that is. Think of bands like the Smashing Pumpkins. In some of their earlier works have shoegaze influences in their music. Songs like Mayonnaise off of Siamese Dream. There's a number of groups that pull from this. The concept of shoegaze music is lots of guitar pedals, lots of reverb, lots of effects, and the vocals and things are tend to be drowned in guitars and drums. And this style of music was very influential to me growing up as, you know, a middle school kid and a high school kid getting into music. Even bands like The Cure have kind of shoegaze quality to their heavier stuff. This song is kind of a romantic ballad kind of song. This song actually, to be honest, reminds me of the feelings I had like going to concerts as a teenager, staying up late in dark rooms with like my girlfriend at the time, and that feeling of like being young love, being in dark rooms late at night, out on your own, kind of enjoying that style of life. Now, where does that connect to Fallout, right? That's a good question. And I'll be 100% honest with you here. I don't really know. This was the last of the five songs that I've written, and I really just wanted to do something in this style because I don't know. I'm just kind of playing with music and trying to figure things out. If you can draw some sort of connection to Fallout and what this song makes you feel, let me know. I feel like there's something there and I just haven't identified it, but I hope you enjoy this song. Also, this will be the last song of the podcast, and I hope you guys have enjoyed this very different episode. Again, let me know your thoughts, and I'll sign off now. We're going to end with the song and then the outro stuff. So give it a listen. I hope you enjoy, and thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you guys. All right. See you guys later. plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.